lab, and I don't know if he's out of town. I have not been able to reach him in the past three days.
None of us have.
Okay.
So you want to call in Fabiola?
So Fabiola is the only one that I think that we're voting on right now, because I think every effort should be made to contact the others. And Sarah?
I think also, just because of the problem of the quorum, we should contact. If, you know, Michael's in tonight, I've only seen him once in a lab meeting. I'm sure he's been there more, but if he's not here, he's not here. Why is his name part of the lab? Why can't we vote on that?
Because I have not contacted him regarding this. We had to have this discussion with Fabiola. It was different. Not only was she long-term, but she also articulated she was very definite about it with me.
So what's the regulation of the lab?
3 meetings.
I know, but if it is 3 meetings and then they don't show for 10 or 20 meetings, you still have to contact them? Or?
No, I just think that it's
nicer.
Appropriate
okay.
thing to do.
Okay. All right.
I mean, like Michael, his sister died, and then his best friend died, and, you know, so he's had an awful lot on his plate. There are, you know, extraordinary considerations.
There is, from my understanding, though, if you cannot make a meeting, and you call in and say why, that's extremely important.
Right.
And since we've had either no contact or a long-term lack of contact, and it's been over three meetings. I mean, I like Michael. We've worked together since 1983, but he's missed a lot of meetings. And I don't.
Okay, let's take this up one by one, Don.
I think maybe some of us individually can take on the responsibility of contacting an individual. And I know Kwasi, I've known him for years, and I know how to get a hold of him, and I do want to confirm what his feelings are, so I will contact Kwasi Nkrumah and get an absolute definitive report from him, and then I'll post it. If he's resigned, I'll do that. If he's not resigned, you know, we'll have to take into consideration that he's been under a lot of stress, and that has, I don't think he's actually missed 3 meetings. So I'll take responsibility to clarify Kwasi, and to take some of it off the shoulders of the chair, maybe others could do
this. Right, and I also have calls into Kwasi to find out, because the chair would like to know what the circumstances were of what he said last week, since that was the first that I had heard of it.
But I'd like to get back to Michael, because her specific question was Michael.
Okay, well, let's go one by one. The people who have been missing, first let's take a vote on Fabiola.
Okay.
All those in favor of removing her, and Dave objects in the audience.
You shouldn't do it until you have a quorum. I mean, it just
no,
in
is
terms
Gerard?
Of your own bulletproofness.
Well, I thought we were told we had a quorum.
We had a quorum because there's
16
of us.
There's 16. She counted wrong. There's 16.
Yeah. Are you counting 8?
I was telling him to cross off and I had to put it back on again.
So, I mean, if I were you, I would wait until you had a quorum to do it.
We're going to have our next meeting on the 19th, as I announced on Saturday. 19th and 20th, so there's no need to preclude us from waiting till then. And the other thing is that the other issue in connection with this is then we have put off in one of our executive sessions also just a couple times ago, going through all of the new applications. That applications for the lab have continued. They continue to be posted. There are several people in this room, in fact, a few people in this room who have already applied. We have not looked at those applications. There are other people. Issues of diversity have arisen. We have done outreach to people who are interested in joining the lab as well. And so, anyway, that's another issue to take into consideration and put on the next meeting.
Yeah, the meeting is when? The 19th?
The 19th and 20th?
Yeah.
Isn't that when the staff is having their process work seminar?
Yeah.
So they're not going to be able to participate in the bylaw discussion?
Yes, thank you. That's what I was just talking about.
Yeah, that's why I raised the issue.
Didn't that change?
No.
The
if you have it on the 20th, I'll come. Not on the 19th.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Can we have it on, this is, okay, can we have it, well, what do we want to do?
Can the staff change the schedule?
No, it's
a weekend retreat. Took us several weeks.
2 days.
The next weekend is Fun Time.
The problem, the reason we picked the 19th and 20th was because Leslie Kagan sent me an email saying that by the week following the 13th, which would be that they were going to, she was going to, that Carol Spooner would be spending the whole, and the committee on bylaws would be spending the week developing a draft that they expected to be ready within a week. And our proposal is to have, be able to have some input, like a straw vote poll from the labs, from all of the labs across the country on the issues that they will already have taken a straw vote on at the national. So that before they even go to draft, that they factor in where the lab is after more community input. And so Saturday we talked about having the community speak to all of the new chart, which Carl Gunther was going to develop for us, a new grid. And there's a second grid being proposed. There's no reason not to do both. But and have that on the 19th, have listener input, and then on Sunday, the 20th, is to have the lab vote. Do exactly what the national is doing, the exact same process, except, again, only on those issues that the lab is supposed to vote on. So it was just because of the constraint that they're putting out. If we can get them to put it off, then I have no
problem.
They're
not going to put it off.
They
have
no suggestions.
Just ask them.
Why not?
PNB.
Well, how about
before
the meeting of the 19th, is it 19th? That the lab members come in and have a meeting with the staff, maybe the next weekend at our staff meeting, and then get staff input on.
Wait a minute. See, since my proposal, this is all up to Carl Gunther. is to continue the grid that he did on the straw votes. There's no reason why the staff can't do the same thing. There's no reason why the staff cannot just, because that's all that the listeners are going to be doing anyway. I mean, the lab can be here, right? Have a separate meeting with them. And then you have a straw vote of the staff that you add to the input that we get from the listeners on Saturday.
But then there's no interaction between the staff and listeners.
Yeah, there's the interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically including
the
hours.
We can all move into the next weekend.
6 hours a day.
No, the fun drive.
26th is not fun drive.
Yes, it is.
For the last meeting.
Yeah.
It's also too late for the PNB draft.
This is the 22nd of the fun meeting. How about the Monday, the 21st?
They're going to put together a draft.
Yeah.
Lydia, how about Monday, the 21st? For the meeting. We're talking all day meeting. For the last? That's the unity convention.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Fundraising is
on the table.
I'm taking
suggestions. The retreat is going to be. Let me put it differently. There is a problem between listeners and staff. Why cannot all this process be done at the same time?
What process?
He wants the process work to include listeners.
No.
I think eventually it will.
Why can't all this be done on the 19th and 20th?
No, this is different.
They're
doing an internal process that has already continued and that they went to great pains to arrive at a date. We're doing bylaws. We have our own bloodbath going on.
But they're related. Those bloodbaths are
I don't understand the rationale in that if you're after the board has convened and held its votes, it's hard for me to imagine that they would be able to alter their draft based on input without reconvening the board again. So what would be the problem of delaying a week? Delaying 2 weeks?
I guess what I don't understand is
the mechanics of why you believe that draft would take a different form as a result of that input. And then if it really is the case that would happen, then you would have a strong argument for asking them to delay. I mean, they're not going to take another vote for until December, so why do they need to produce that draft in 1 week if the labs can't act on it, and that's the rate-limiting step in the process anyway?
Statewide, because they may not get through the straw poll. They may want to get your input. They may want to delay
getting it. They won't want our input.
They may,
that's not.
Especially when they're not what it is. But, you know, I mean, this might not happen as planned at all.
No, but the thing is that if there was such a discrepancy that we are unable to communicate in DC, and if on some very, very bottom line issues, we get a sense that the thing is that there, I don't have a gauge as to how all of the labs are planning to vote, or how many on each lab are voting a particular way. To me, that's even more important. But also, it's like a sense of the labs, and so as they're going to draft, it's for them to already have this advanced knowledge that this is where you're running into problems. If there were the majority of issues where they are so out of sync with the labs, then it would perhaps warrant having another special meeting at the end of November before they go to a December meeting or something, and then changing their schedule somewhat, whatever it takes. But I don't understand why go to a draft that may be rejected out of hand subsequently.
Because you have one from the union, because unless there is a point, what's the difference? What would happen at another meeting? And the answer was we'd get more input and we'd have staff present. And now you're having another meeting rather suddenly with short notice again, and not with staff present. And the board will have. You said that the board's gonna may not have completed its votes, so you're envisioning that they would be taking another series of votes after
no
this.
The lab.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I've been having my hand up, but I am on the lab, and I would like to make a comment. Okay. First of all. Is my understanding is that they're going to have the thing this coming weekend. And then the following week, they're actually going to put a document together. Now, that's what they say. And I'm not going to dispute that, because I have a feeling they want to get the show on the road, folks. They don't really care all that much. Now, I do have a document in my hand that I did start to give out to you, and I gave to the lab here. And it's very important as far as I'm concerned, because it does show some of the basic points that we want to see in each and every bylaw proposal that they come out with. And if some of these important things are not in that proposal, we can say, you know something? If these important things that most of the labs agree to, if they're not in there, we're not going to vote for it. Now, we only have the power to do this in relationship to how many PNB members and voting and that stuff. But if we say we're not going to vote for it, we're not going to vote for it. They have to start listening to us. Now, there's a list of 30 items here. Now, we're not going to get agreement on all those 30, but if we get three or more of the labs on 5 of them, 10 of them, 15, then we look at the document they come out with and we say, you know something? You've got 10 of the 15, but 5 are not in there. We want you to put those 5 in. Guess what? They got to do something, don't they?
When?
Huh?
When?
They'll go back to the drawing board and write another one with those 5 things in.
Isn't that what the December meeting is supposed to be?
No, that'll be the final vote.
All right, that's why I'd like to get this looked at tonight.
No, none of the meetings.
So that we can send
lab input. It's just for labs up or down.
Lydia. That's why I would like to get this looked at tonight, because time is of the essence. If we, as the KPFK lab, can say what are the ones that we are interested in, and then we can send this off to the other labs, and they can find out we can do this all.
Well, that makes sense, because they're giving the input before they're taking.
That's what I want to do. I want to give the input before they write the damn thing. Okay? Because it's much harder once you've kind of taken out a position, right?
Exactly.
This is an enormous discussion right now.
No, I'll lead the discussion. I can do it in minutes, okay? I could do it in 5 minutes if you let me.
Okay, that's what you'll get.
Okay.
So I'll
all right. This is not going to need a lot of discussion.
Our one listener copy of this document.
Someone make some copies.
You
should have copies for everybody.
Huh?
Can someone make copies for listeners?
I'm reading. Going to read every single one. You will hear it, okay? Now. This is not what we're going to have discussion or anything. I'm just going to read it, and you say whether you're for or against it. That's it, okay?
Exactly.
Tom, is this convention stuff? Is this pretty much convention stuff?
Yeah. Can we do a roll call for everyone?
Yes. All right. David, would you, the first one is we would like to see strong local station boards. That's a pretty rough one.
Yes, no.
Now, for the lab, I want to see the lab vote on this. I'm for strong station board. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it'll make a difference when you see the product, okay?
Point of order. Are these straw votes?
Yes. Should Marty be recording them,
no,
or are these straw votes?
Well, at the end, I'm going to be able to say that this is how the KPFK lab feels about
then
this.
Then these real votes.
That's right.
Of course, how does that manifest as a bylaw clause, you know, strong lab?
Let me finish it.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah, go.
Take the vote.
Wait, are these boards or labs? Right now, they're labs. You want to put lab slash boards or?
No, I want to say local station boards. That's a whole thing, right? We don't want it.
Well, we haven't voted on it. We haven't had the discussion.
All right, fine. Forget it then. Let's go to the next one. Local listener sponsors vote for the station board members.
Agreed.
You think that's a good idea? Let's put up our hand. Let's count the vote.
Then we have to have one. Two does not make sense without one.
Some or all?
The
listeners vote for all of them.
Correct.
You mean to the exclusion of staff?
Already voted. Yes, I know that. I'm not getting your vote. I'm getting the lab vote.
Well, yeah, because even in 5 minutes, there's no way. I mean, it's 5 minutes already.
No.
Most of it is gone.
You let me run through it. We can get through
it. Let's do it real quick. Go.
Item two, or is it not for the exclusion of staff?
See what I mean? What do you want clarification? Listener sponsors vote station board members on
5 minutes.
Okay. I'm requesting some sort of a process here. Right now, I don't know. But we have an agenda. We were supposed to finish it. What is the process?
Farah or Don?
It's not me or anybody. I'm just asking you. What is the process?
On the agenda?
There's no vote.
You're in jail with all this stuff. Tom's item here.
Yes.
Because
all
we
can
take a while. The unit names. It's a whole other discussion.
Well, can we go through the list real quick?
We're going to
construct something new in 5 minutes.
Can you go through the list, please?
How many want me to read the list?
Well, that is a good idea, but you're really naive if you think you're going to get through this quickly.
Well, you gave me 5 minutes. Let them have the 5 minutes.
Let me. They won't let me.
How about
put our name on the phone, fill it out, and give it to him.
Go for it.
All right.
Strong. Let him have 5 minutes that he was given.
As much openness of books, records, and minutes as law permits.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
good.
Yes.
As law permits.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go.
All right. I want to see a vote.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So people agree to that. Okay.
But I'm not voting under these circumstances.
Okay. No.
I'm
I voted Saturday. I sit in my full list of voting.
Yes, and I got it from you.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to move to table this until we have time to do this in an orderly manner.
All right. When do you expect the time? Because the meeting is this coming weekend.
We have five proposals that we have sent forward with our IPNB rep. I think that's sufficient for the meeting.
Those are very simple points that we can approve.
No, we approve.
Listen,
Tom, you have to be quiet. We need to vote the case.
Are we doing?
No, read the other side.
Okay,
I guess we can do it on the email. Lab, I'm going to ask the lab, can we do this on the email?
Yeah.
This is rather important, okay? Because it has to be done.
Or we could do it by hand right now and just give it to you.
I'd love to know what the heck is
going on. And we would like it published.
Can you do it now, please?
Yeah. Copy it all.
No.
Put it out.
No, okay, we're on number 11. Quiet. A request for the in-the-GM review with lab participation. Lab participation or lab input? Who wrote this up?
I wrote it. Whatever that is.
Okay.
Participation, input, some kind of comment.
Okay. And B is to review existing policy and formulate policy for such reviews. Okay, let's take a vote on A. That
you
we will request.
Participation to input, though?
What?
You want to change participation to input?
Yeah, I will change it to input. Just because I have a little over essentially. Yeah, right. Okay, A, again, request for ED to begin GM review with lab input. All in favor?
Didn't we do last?
No, it was an executive session.
Why did we change the word participation? Because there he did agree in
with
our personnel committee.
Okay, if you want to use participation.
Yeah. Participation is the proper word.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone who voted for
participation?
No, they just changed it.
No, go ahead.
To input.
Go back to
participation,
whatever makes
it feel
fuzzy and warm.
The motion is to request the ED to begin the GM review with
lab
participation.
Just leave it as is. All those in favor? Okay. Review existing policy and formulate policy for such reviews.
Are we voting for the lab?
Review existing policy and formulate policy for such reviews.
Is this a promise?
This is somebody needs to volunteer to do it. It's not the vote on this one.
Okay, everyone. Let's get serious. It's David's fault. He's getting us all in this mood. Okay, so review existing policy and formulate policy for such reviews. All in favor?
But I'm sorry, Lydia, who
we had an extensive discussion.
I know, but it's not extensive.
Review of policy.
Yeah.
Okay, you made it the lab. Review existing policy with lab and formulate policy for such reviews. Okay.
I don't know. People have been drinking it.
Everybody's in favor that we get to review the law.
One clause.
Okay,
the reviewing, the evaluation, and the general manager.
Okay, did you get the heads up or the roll call? Okay. Listeners, comments. You guys don't want to.
On what? I think they just passed two resolutions while we were there.
Yeah, I have a question. Is Fidel permanent?
I beg your pardon?
Fidel Rodriguez.
Okay.
Is Fidel permanent?
Oh.
He's not.
KPFK lab bylaws meeting 10/19 and 19/19. Oh, we haven't said that. Doesn't this bring us right back to hell? Yes, because last week we announced that we were going to have 2 days of a meeting.
Why don't we take a recess?
Lab meeting.
No.
This is recess.
So we are down to program council.
Great.
No, we are down to KPFK lab bylaws meeting that was going to be scheduled for 10/19 and 10/20.
So we're going to change it.
No, we haven't decided that.
Oh, okay.
The option is we either have it, and I think I'd like to hear also from staff, or we have a separate. Did everybody understand that the reason for it was because I had received an email from Leslie Kagan saying that within a week they'd have a draft, and we were hoping to get some input using the same grid and straw votes that they're using to do something like this. It could have how many of the labs? Because from what I think is that if you were to a minority vote, which I think is really important in everything that we do, a minority vote from all five left might end up being a majority on a particular issue, actually. So, and so they, you know, I just felt that they, whether they use it for the draft or not, but they need to get a sense of where we are. I think that that would influence the way things are crafted, because it might be just even a matter of how something is worded. But nevertheless, okay, so that was why that was proposed. It was in that third to get input on Saturday and for the lab to vote on a Sunday. Now, given the fact that the staff is on retreat, what does the staff feel would be a good option? Would it be for the staff then to vote? That would preclude a give and take conversation with the listeners present, although we could have a couple of evening meetings, I suppose, during that week beforehand, just like
before
this.
Before the fun drive and the retreat.
Before the fun drive and the retreat. It would be like this. It would be a meeting like this. The listeners
have been helping.
Productive. Oh, hold a second. It is productive, so I'm just kidding.
I could have the staff fill this out. That would be helpful to all of them.
I mean, that's all we need to do.
They can check these things whether they want them or not.
No, we're talking about that there is an interaction.
Yeah.
The reason that we're not having listeners just fill something out on Saturday is because there needs to be an interaction between the people. I mean, my certainly when we did the two-day Unity Convention, many of us looked at things differently. We can't, you know, we changed our, some of us really changed our positions a little bit. Others of us just thought, you know what, it's worth conceding on this because not just because it moves it forward, but you know, it's not like that, but it's not in my top 10 list of of the do or die issues for one thing, but also because I think that all of us were affected by some of the arguments that were around, so that sometimes you say, okay, someone's opposed to this because, and then you find out, no, that isn't the reason. There was a reason you didn't think of for their opposition to a particular thing. And sometimes it's because of the network-wide ramifications rather than most of us tend to look at it from our specific circumstance in this area. So that's the kind of thing that comes out of discussion. So having given that, I'm asking staff if the staff can respond to me or if they can think of another solution.
I think what happened in the bylaws concept sounded like there was, you know, cathartic in some way, and so we should attempt that with staff and people are involved in bylaws. Now, when we're going to do it, I had the same reaction, Dave, that is a fun drive coming up, and we're already doing this retreat. I can do it personally at nights, but these guys get into work at Flaherty and Sonali at 4 or 5 in the morning, so I don't know if feasible that
Okay,
if our only option is doing it preferably like Thursday and Friday evening versus doing it that weekend, I would say yes, only in the sense that I would like to be there, and doing it on the weekend, I'm not going to be there, and I don't recommend any of the other staff being there, and I think it's important that staff is represented at these meetings, and if the worst comes to worst, it's like, okay, so you lose two evenings before you go into the weekend. I mean, I personally know that I will be done even the week preceding going into Fun Drive by 7 o'clock. I mean, easily I'll be done, and most other people will be done by that time. It's inconvenient, but doing it on a weekend, even without a retreat, it's not always convenient. So, I would like staff representation. So,
Jerry's here too. I don't know if you want to pull him, but he's on staff.
He's asleep.
I'm smart enough to keep quiet.
Do you have an opinion?
He
wasn't yes.
No.
Terry, I just want
to
make the comment that
just
so you folks know, this was made out of looking at the Unity proposal, the PAC proposal, by looking at KPFA's proposal, by looking at the votes of the PNB. Pacific National Board, by looking at other documents that people have been feeding me. This is a conglomeration of the things that most people feel comfortable with. Okay? I'm not trying to break new ground here. What I'm trying to do is find the 5, 10, or 15 things of which we could hold the PNB somewhat as a hostage until they give us what we need.
Okay. Tom, I have a comment. Yeah. You know, Tom, you remember you brought the rules of how to conduct the meeting? we are discussing a different issue right now.
Excuse me. I did say specifically that emergency situations call for an allowance of difference, okay? That's number one. Number two, we are talking about the bylaws tonight. We are talking about this kind of a thing. We are talking about how to influence the PNB.
Okay, my question was directed to the staff. Okay, so now we're looking at where we left off constructively was with a proposal of a couple of nights, right? That we could do this. And but now the question is a couple of nights in addition to our long 2-day things where we all come back here, or you're saying in lieu of? How did you understand?
The separately.
See, like originally we had had let's say the 19th and 20th, we were going to schedule all day events.
Right. No, those would be transformed into
two nights.
Long nights.
Oh, I see. Two long nights. Okay.
And then the lab could meet
on
Sunday.
Input from the other staff. We have to do that tomorrow.
Right.
Ultimately, any meeting, you know, that takes place in the evening is, you know, relatively inconvenient, but that doesn't change the fact that these meetings need to happen, mm-hmm. and that the interaction and sharing of views is critical. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
then the venue for such a meeting, I mean, originally we were going to get, like, Loyola Law School for 2 days, but what I'm saying, then that would involve travel for you guys if you're doing staff and da-da-da-da. And so, I mean, since that's why we're adjusting this to a large degree.
Lydia, it was suggested that we do 2 nights plus, then Sunday we do
lab up. So it's just a conversation first. Oh, okay.
Very little staff thinks nothing would be a little on the west side, so you should bring them over our way a little bit.
Okay, where? But I'm
here would be great, but that's
it's not big enough. It's not big enough.
Do you think? I mean, don't you think this is who it's going to be?
Oh, no, I don't feel so.
You'll get much more meeting.
Very uncomfortable.
No, there were. Oh no, there are 40 people.
It is too small.
I'm getting my warehouse.
I don't think there are 40 people.
You can always
count.
The interest that the staff has expressed in being involved is to me a really valuable thing. And if they could be integrated into a process like was done at the Unity Convention, where there was time to stretch out and actually get to do it, not where you're jamming. You know, an agenda when people are tired and it's you know, a rush thing. So I really still do not understand, and I'm not clear on the way in which weighing in at this second while the draft is being done in that way trumps, in terms of value, stretching out and taking the time necessary to get it right. It seems to me
because the National is not interested in stretching the
you
time
have
to
a
get
vote. You have the leverage of a vote, and I again I don't think
gonna
they're going to be in a position to alter their draft on the basis of input that happens after they've met. So I still don't understand.
Lydia,
David, would have to be delayed.
That's why it's important to get this thing.
Excuse me. I think we should postpone it to after the fund drive because we all, some of us going to be here on the weekends to work at the station. So I'm going to be here on the weekends.
Okay, does anybody have a calendar?
I do.
Yes.
Well, there's unity on that.
What do you want to look for after the fund drive?
I pose a question.
So 22nd,
let me finish my question. Can we make this decision outside of a quorum, outside of a meeting, after the weekend?
Yeah, but why would we want to do that?
Because of the weekend's going to be interesting. And it may affect where we're going to place the time.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it seems that we can check in the third.
No, we passed a motion a couple of years ago that said you could do stuff via email.
That was a couple of years ago. I mean, we could still. No, I know that we could still do that. There's no question. But do we want to?
But we
have so many players involved.
We want to make an appointment.
We need discussion.
No, we know that
we can do that. But second and third.
That's a good thing.
That's right before election. Right before election.
That's before the election.
I don't know how we can vote.
It shouldn't matter if people are going to vote
or not the week on the 7th for the weekend of 2nd and 3rd? Does it matter really? Does it imbalance the whole situation if we have the meeting on the 2nd?
Well, I suspect a lot of Greens and the Freedom Party aren't going
to
be involved in election stuff.
Yeah. I have to be part of that. How
about the 9th and 10th then?
9th and 10th is fine.
It's fine.
That's
well,
good.
I mean, once you pass, once you go past the 19th and 20th, it's theoretically.
So
9th
and
10th? No, 9th. Just impose on the IPN.
So by then we'll have the draft, and then we could just debate the draft. And Carl gets off the hook with
the No, that deprives us of our. Lydia, do you have a sense of what the other labs are going to do?
That was my question. Is the further we push this off, the less influence we're going to have, and less time we're going to have to coordinate with other labs.
And Sharna, if we did get this through, then we'd know what the other labs are thinking.
I'm talking about discussion amongst all of us with the staff there. Interesting.
One thing that I've discovered is that we have conversations. I have conversations with lab chairs, and they're not connected enough to their lab members necessarily. To you know, nor am I. I can't say, nor do I ask people how they're going to vote on specific things. So that's why I was so interested in a grid to have majority minority votes.
Have a suggestion. Going back to the original idea of having a separate staff vote or discussion and a separate listener discussion, there are enough people on the lab itself such that if all the lab showed up at the staff meeting, they could position all of the different variations of what happened at the Unity Conference.
No, this is not the meeting. It's
a discussion.
It's not about bylaws. It has nothing to do with bylaws.
It's a retreat
for resolving the issues and the conflicts within the station. You don't bring the bylaws into it.
The staff wants a separate meeting needs a separate meeting to discuss bylaws. If the entire board was there at that meeting, the entire board would have enough different versions that they could inform the staff whenever it's necessary.
But we want to be involved with this too.
No, but
the listeners need to be involved with
interchange
with
the
But you can't have the right date.
The objective, I think, from what I understand, the objective is to create the same kind of process that we experienced in that bylaw convention, which brought a lot of the people together. They were able to understand each other. So we want to create that same process amongst the listener activists, the staff members, and the members of the lab. Because of the objective, because of the process, I think we have to select a time that although, like the election weekend, I know that some people would be busy, but at least people were coming in and going out, so because it's a continuous 2 days, we could actually create that environment, being together, spending time talking about the issues of the bylaws. And some people come in and go out and do other things. They don't have to be around 24 hours, but we cannot postpone it any later. I think, 2nd and 3rd is the latest, but anything after that, you're not going to be really effective.
I just have a question. We're assuming that if we do this, that the IPNB is going to extend for us to make input into the proposal or the draft. What happened the last time was Carol Spooner had a week to come up with the comparison grid, and she came up with it.
Right.
So that's my, what happens if the IPNB don't extend the date for us to make input?
Well, the thing is that the only thing that will prompt them to extend the date or to come up with a different draft if they come up with one that falls short of that is the fact that 3 of the 5 labs have to vote on anything having to do with elections, which is most of the important stuff having to do with bylaws. Therefore, if they get input from all 5 labs that is pretty consistent, that differs from the draft, it is in their vested interest to come up with a mechanism to accommodate that, whether it's to call for to change the schedule for the December meeting and have another special meeting later in November or whatever. That's not our problem. Our main problem is that we do not have a sense network-wide as to where the labs are on these issues. We do not. And the lab chairs are not reflective of everybody on the labs. Most of the labs have differentials on them. They have
varying opinions on them, and we do not have a good sense. Most of the individual lab members have not necessarily immersed themselves, and that's not just, I'm not talking about our lab in particular, I'm talking about all the lab members, on these issues. So therefore, this is like going to be one of the, now that it's been synthesized, and after the straw vote, it will be, and we could, you know, go to that. That's the only thing, is that they will, they can't pass these bylaws without 3/5 of the labs. Mm-hmm. They can't. So obviously, if they get a mandate that is very different from their draft, they're going to move to something.
So I request that we do it on the second and third.
That's a motion.
Anybody would like to second it?
Prior to the election.
I'll second that.
I have no problem with having it on the second, the third, but I think it should be done in conjunction with this. This has to be done ASAP. We can, and then they can also show them what happens on November the
2nd. What is the quorum? That's a different issue.
All right, so you're going to vote on this by email.
Didn't you just second the date?
Yeah.
Who seconds, Don?
I seconded the date.
Leslie seconded the date.
Okay.
Okay.
So
we need to vote on
that?
Yes.
Is the staff going to be exhausted from the
we're all going to be exhausted.
Yeah, but we're all going 24 hours a day.
They're working two jobs.
Volunteers going to put their feet up on this.
Is there any provision to
the second? Well, we're going to do a vote right now. Is that bad?
Well, I mean, I don't want to. I'm the only person who can't come. I just
want to. Well, that's what we wanted to do. Because who's available on the second and third? Veronica, you're not either?
I don't know.
I think I am.
So,
one, two.
So, it looks like Doug and I are
going to
pull
your phone out.
They're going to go forward.
I did it.
So, you know, it's not really that.
Well, plus, the other thing is that. Is there some mechanism, since we already have something in place to vote by email, that for those members of the lab who are not present to submit their vote by email or by marking the form afterward, because you spend so much time on the bylaws. And the whole thing, it's not a binding vote for lab action, it is simply to send a sense to Carol.
So we
and
we'll
you've
provide
been certainly immersed
to
enough
after.
To have an opinion.
Okay, so they can vote afterward.
Yes. But we don't want to tell them all that because we want them to come. We have so much fun at
the is it possible to inform the IPNB members and the other lab chairs to let them know what process we have gone through and how much time?
Yeah, I have already. That's how I ended up getting this response
so
from Leslie, is that I said
else.
That I felt very strongly.
Yeah.
The response is we really want to get through this without a delay, and that's my concern.
Yes.
Is that to me it's more important after all of this for them to get some
input.
Okay, moving along. So
we didn't vote.
Oh, we didn't vote. Okay, and roll call. Sarah, yes.
Don White, yes.
Can we pull it out via email?
Sarah, yes. Tom said yes.
Tom said yes. Doug? Yes. Doug?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Yes.
So by the way,
we
have four
of
them
now. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we
do.
Yeah, what is it? There you go. It's time to.
We're way down here. Aren't you happy? Okay.
No, there aren't. There was.
Oh, we're down.
No, do you have one? Let me see it.
No.
Get programmed.
Thank you.
We have a sign-up sheet as well.
Yeah.
Does that work so well tonight?
Can I call it out so everybody knows who's all in this anymore?
What is the sign-up sheet for?
This is for the program console. You already on it?
Do I own it?
Yeah, okay. This list was originated last Saturday, and it's just a continuation. I'm going to read with mispronunciation. Okay. I'm going to read everybody who's on this list, and then I'm going to give it to them, and they will continue it. Sherna, as usual. Okay. Sherna, Myla, Raphael. Some of these people may not be here. Sherna, Myla, Raphael, Fernando, Lloyd, John Wenner. Okay. Janos. Bernie, Jonathan Marvis, Harrison Weil, Lerner Gold, Edward Taylor, Tracy, Bella DeSoto, Carl Gunther, Jerry Quickly,
We finally got him on. David Adelson, Harvey, Dan Pavlich, Louise Martin. Louise, I put your name on, I assume. All right. Yeah, Louis Martin.
Louis? No,
Garcia. Oh, I'm blowing it. My own members. Okay.
He doesn't get names.
And Smitty, if he wants to speak. This is the list. Okay.
So, one more elaboration.
I mean, for the email. With the 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's kind of like the. It was amazing.
Can you put on the near the front? Chris has to go. Can you be put near the front
on the list?
Yeah, can you bump him up?
The list was just on the program.
Okay.
If I'm at the end, I won't speak.
Who's going to be writing on the butcher paper? Is that you? Okay. Can we start with where we all agree and where we don't? Just only on the ones that we agree. Let's get those out of the way. Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, starting with, should the program council be a committee of the lab, or should it be an entity of the station?
Okay. So you're going through the points of the unity proposal.
The interim program council.
Okay. Yeah.
The one in the bylaws.
So we're doing Well, the thing is that there's a whole bunch of proposals. I want to see where they coincide in terms of where the proposals coincide and where we coincide in terms of the
inside. Can we clarify whether we're speaking about the program council that will proceed? Can we clarify whether we're speaking about the program council that will be between now and when there are there's an elected board?
Very, very important. This is a very, very interim program.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first of all, especially, you know, for us, unlike Berkeley, and I'm not saying that we want their model, but I'm just saying, this is an absolute experiment here. So I don't know what mechanism we wanted to put into place to drive that home, but it is an interim program council since no one anywhere is elected for anything. So no. We'll put in some the kinds of elections that we're having right now, but nothing including the listenership, obviously. So it can only be interim, and it has been in everybody's head so far. We don't know if it works.
So this is not a bylaws-related discussion, then, right?
Yeah. Well, but the model is coming off
the model.
The proposals that we have here, by and large, have been for the permanent program council, so we're just going to try to glean some of the, you know, as much as we can. That's why I'm trying to figure out how much we can agree on as a whole in principle, that even during the interim period, the things that we can all agree on, obviously those can go to interim.
All I'm saying is that when you have an elected lab, the powers that you'll want to give that lab and program council will be different.
That's right.
Could you clarify those powers before you do the rest of this?
No, if she works off of this, it becomes clear.
Excuse me. It would be very helpful if a couple of the proposals that have unity, and that's the unity proposal and the PAC proposal, regarding a program council or committee, put it up first so that people understand. I think that'd be extremely helpful.
Could I point
it
out,
please? It eludes me in terms of...
Was then the unity points involved, part of it was involved with PAC points, or is it just unity points that you're talking about? I mean, it seems to be just cross-referencing.
No. She's going to try to address all the proposals that are out there. The question I think that we're discussing right now is whether we're going to start with one as a template and do variations, or whether we're just going to throw all the variations out.
Well, let's find out. Okay, starting with, I'm not going to do the little whereas. I just want to get cut to the chase here.
Which one of you that you're beginning
this one
with?
Unity.
Number one.
The unity. Okay.
Okay. But it raises like the issues. I'm not reading the wording for things. I'm not going to read the proposal. We have these plus some that were not on the script. But the, well, okay. Okay, this one says, establish and oversee local program policy in concert with the lab, consistent with national programming policy to include diversity goals. All of them have, many of them have, other proposals have, like Diana Barahona's, also well, we'll get into that. But anyway, is whether the big question here is, where does it belong? Is it a committee of the lab? Oh, we're only talking about the interim, the interim program council. If you have it as a committee of the lab right now, it doesn't mean that's where it's going to stay, because all of this is contingent on bylaws and various other things that can affect it, of course. So for this interim period, is it a committee of the lab, or is it a product of the station, which, as we will recall, when Stephen Starr had his pie, then it would be the responsibility.
Can you clarify, though, that by being a committee of the lab does not mean that it's only lab members?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It sounds like
right.
It's only
no,
lab
just,
members.
Just structurally, and then the composition to be determined, which is in most cases equal numbers from all of the stakeholders. So can we take
if it's a committee of the lab, right, then it shares the same restrictions as the lab do over station operations.
Yes.
Which means it's advisory.
Yes. Advisory during this interim period.
During the interim.
Yes. Okay. Is everyone clear? Did everyone hear that? That if it's a committee of the lab, it serves as an advisory in the advisory capacity because it is of the lab.
Not exactly.
Okay.
The governing board can allocate any authority it wants to the lab,
mm-hmm.
as long as you don't have control over the day-to-day management. So that could be delegated to you by the governing board. But I just said it would have the restrictions that the lab has with regard.
By the IPMB.
So all those in favor of it being a committee of the lab, let's get a sense
as
on the lab.
As opposed to station? Oh, sure.
And let's straw vote.
And let's do straw vote.
Are we doing roll call?
All of us.
How about everybody?
Yes.
Everybody.
So all of us.
This is a quick straw vote to see what we agree on and what we.
What is the downside being for the station versus for the board?
If it's the station one, there's not a process that involves
the board.
It's a question of who it involves. How much is it about the listeners? Whose control is it under?
Okay.
This is the
against. Are you going to do a vote against?
Yes. Well, we did. Everybody did was unanimous on the lab. For the lab,
so the board is going to
point of clarification.
No, right.
This was the discussion and vote that was taken on Saturday. It's the same point.
Oh, this
was
Saturday.
No,
this is more detailed.
No, this first point.
You mean on Saturday?
Lydia, what are you reading?
I'm reading on
the thing from the other day.
Unity proposal.
Oh, that's part of that. One of the
big handouts from
before. She's holding up.
It has like five proposals, different proposals.
Listen, what do you have the one from the other day, though, that's going on?
Maybe they don't. You make might not give it to them.
No, I know.
Who put this together? I specifically sent to every lab member the corrections on the program. This is absolutely incorrect. As far as PAC is concerned, and I want to make notes of that.
PAC is in here.
But we voted.
Separate item.
No, I know that, but it's incorrect. That's what I'm saying. And I sent it.
Well, you have to go.
Do you recommend that I go through Unity? So how many out there think it should be the interim program council only should be a committee of the lab?
Okay, the other, you have to put the other position too. Have to be independent body, you know?
Wait,
one over there and you have to have another to both. Independent body, the committee must to be independent body from the other one, with the listeners. That's why we are for the listeners. The second option. We want to vote only for that, we just. You're going to the same power. You're going to have the same power.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to delegate the power among the community, among the listeners.
Yeah, yeah,
the
filter it down is what he's trying to say. Filter it down.
But then they can do it. If you, could be an engineering proposal. That's
all those who want, who
that.
Are
so you have number one on the lab, number two for the
as the program council, as the product of the station. Raise your hand.
Say that again.
We're at the
station.
The station program.
When you say station, are you saying staff?
Well,
it's the proposal that's on the website with some modification, I think, is what people suggest.
Modifications.
Kind of the KPFA model.
Okay. And then, the KPFA model, basically. And then, Roger, third option?
Third option is to be totally independent. That is, not a committee of the lab and not a committee that is station-driven only.
Right.
Without, where does it get authority then?
It gets its authority by having representatives from the station, staff, from the community of listeners, and from the lab, all as individual entities. In other words,
well, that's
how
do
you
like the
power
committee, right?
Over programming
issues
in the lab.
No, that's organized by the lab specifically for that reason, that it's covered under an existing legal entity, either the station, the lab, or the IPMB.
I didn't know the search committee was a subcommittee of the lab.
It doesn't say it has to be.
It doesn't have authority otherwise.
I thought they just agreed to a bypass.
I don't understand any of this. I'm just...
Okay.
All right, then just then
the
just
question
be quiet.
Is, can the program council be freestanding?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Process. I actually think we have a problem here. The process is kind of breaking down because it's kind of mushy. Now, it is now 25 minutes after 9, and if we go at this rate, it's going to be really torturous and not unproductive. So I believe we should get clarity on the process that we have and then move through it as quickly as possible. Now there's confusion over exactly what we're doing. So I would say we all be absolutely quiet while the chair explains what document she's doing this from and what is the objective of the process.
Okay, the objective of the process is to see where we agree on the major components of a program council. Because it's interim, it may or may not include everything that we all want from all of the proposals. There are several proposals. There is the unity proposal, which was the product of 2 days, right? So that we will consider that. Diana Barahona also submitted a proposal. We have the PAC proposal. We have a Raphael proposal. We have a John Markowitz proposal.
Okay, now, with all due respect to the chair, it sounds like that process is too complicated to go through here as a group, especially, and I endorse the full participation of everyone, including the lab, but with this group, to actually consider a variety of proposals, all of which have nuances and complexity.
That's not what I said.
So,
that's not what you didn't let me.
Oh,
know.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, we did not have the luxury of having this on a grid, but we could call on Carl to do so because that was very useful at the IPMB to have that ultimately. I don't foresee actually getting as far as you would like to get tonight because of this, but certainly we can have a discussion about some of the key issues there are, because it is an interim thing. It is pressing to the community and to the lab and to all of the parties involved is to start some kind of a process. We can refine it later. We can say we will revisit this in a month to add the second layer to it, but we need some mechanism that starts to at least be identified so that once we know, let's say if we all agree it's a committee of the lab, right, but it's not comprised of the lab, then we can start identifying the various components. And then later we would add, let's say, organizations which generally speaking have not been represented in the listener groups, is how do we incorporate those? The peer review concept of journalist that is on the Stephen Starr model, as we can call it. Components that are missing from all of these proposals, we can add another layer, revisit it in a month, but we need to get started with at least, if we find out that we don't agree on any of the things, then we have to flush it down the toilet and do a 2-day brainstorm with a grid that we can all look at and be on the same page. So let's see.
Can I please? Because of time restraint, and I would, and because a number of listeners did come up here, can I make a suggestion that we just go to the list, let them make the comments, and then, as you say, this is going to be an ongoing process, and basically just listen to the comments now,
right.
And then just go on later with another further agenda.
I agree.
Quick point of information, very quick.
Yes.
The one thing you didn't mention in that list of proposals was that the ED's thing
yes.
says it will include lab, paid and unpaid staff, management, mm-hmm. and listener representatives acting as equals. That's got to be in there too, right?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. The lab doesn't have to.
No, we don't have
to. Oh, you don't have to accept it, but that's the policy.
No, everybody. Yes, everybody. Okay. It's not. Gotcha. It's just his preference. It's
got it.
All that that is. Obviously, it's not binding. So,
I
think that we can still get through with this. The question is it a lab? Is it a part of the station, which means the GM determines and.
No, we're not defining what it is. Just
I know,
is it
I'm
is
saying.
It a committee of the lab?
Committee of the lab,
of the
committee
station,
or an independent committee similar to Raphael's bylaws committee. Totally
independent. It's not independent. It's a product.
When you say Raphael's bylaws, there's a problem there.
No, it's a product of the IPMB.
Yeah.
Well, it's still
I didn't know we voted on it.
All three are advisory. That's the point.
Yes.
All
but
three are advisory.
Wait. Okay. Just take the vote again, please.
Point of information. I don't know if everybody was here when there was the lengthy discussion on Saturday, or whenever it was, about program committees of what's being taken to the IPNB. There was a lengthy discussion, everyone voted, there were comments, the lab voted, and the lab just voted again, affirming the same principle, which is that it's a committee of the lab, if people have this in hand, with one half, with at least one half, non-lab listeners, and you just voted again. So, how many times do we have to confirm that position?
Right.
It is
for
your information. Okay.
I've got it.
Okay. So it's a committee called the John. Wait, why am I calling this program? What happened to that list?
No, think a lot of moving.
Okay, I will read what we voted on Saturday. The program committee is comprised of at least one half non-lab listeners with meaningful input in station programming policy, with a responsibility to preview programming changes and review existing programming vis-a-vis station policy and the Pacifica mission, and with some enforcement of its determinations in the event of non-compliance be instituted at the national and station level. Because the Pacifica mission is executed in it,
That's the substance of
yeah.
it.
Right, okay, well.
And that passed on Saturday.
Yeah.
You will, and you just voted again.
That's the permanent one. This is to do with the permanent.
Okay, but why do we have to keep voting on the same thing?
Right.
They just voted again.
Yeah, but this is that has to do with permanent committee. We're talking about temporary.
But they just voted again.
No,
yeah.
If you want to change it, it's up to you.
But if we voted already.
About the bylaws. You're right. It's a different thing.
But you just voted again. And it was unanimous.
It's a rolling
ball. We are going to recommend the last Okay, the second point. Review current local programming and preview prospective local programming on a quarterly basis and make recommendations to the lab and provide their findings to station management.
It's some changes that were made yesterday.
Well, go ahead.
I know which we added.
Can
we
approve this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, because
there's
you have it. Okay, number three.
Okay.
To perform community needs assessment on a quarterly basis and provide their findings to station management to include monitoring diversity goals. Should I just keep going until we object?
Quick comment.
That programming comment.
Quick comment. It seems to me that
my background's in experimental psychology, and it seems to me that when you're doing new things, you want to turn the experiments over quickly. So I would suggest making smaller things and having quicker reviews initially. You might ultimately make it quarterly or biannually or something, but initially it could be weekly, monthly, whatever.
Monitor local compliance with specific emission. It doesn't say how, but fine, that's supposed to be on there. No one will. Okay. Provide the lab with its policies and procedures for lab review and approval at the first regularly scheduled lab meeting after the committee's constitution, or within 21 days, whichever is longer.
Can I clarify? Longer? May I clarify, since I wrote that? That is not part.
She couldn't read that.
No, it's at least 21 days.
Okay.
The two items she's about to read are not part of the Unity proposal. They are my additions. I just want to make that clear.
Wait a minute. I say that because I adapted.
If I may continue, I adapted this because it's an interim proposal. The Unity proposal was for a permanent situation.
Okay.
I set this up to be, with a couple of modifications, as right on the top, expanded by Leslie Bradford, to accommodate.
You don't have it.
Okay. The fact that this is interim, the fact that we don't have election principles in the Unity proposal, the fact that we don't have composition in the Unity proposal, I put forward a few suggestions attached to this.
That's all. You mean longer rather than sooner?
Yes. I want them to have at least 21 days to come up with policies.
So
what you do
longer. After 90 days of the first meeting and following its first published recommendation, join the lab in
Join the lab in reviewing and revising the committee's policies, procedures, and structures. So there will be a joint review by the lab and this committee of what had happened after 90 days. That's all.
The committee and the lab
would review what had happened in 90 days. That's the interim part of this.
The committee of the lab and the lab, it's the whole full lab.
The committee plus the full lab would sit down and review.
Right. The committee, which includes lab members and also other members of the community, will review it with the full lab.
And then we start again with number one. Why is that?
Because it says the programming committee shall have at its disposal the following amendments.
Oh, the following amendments. Okay. Then it says that the program committee shall have at its disposal the following remedies. Number one, if the station management does not concur or comply with the committee's programming recommendations, programming policy recommendations, or programming recommendations.
Leslie.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
That was the Unity proposal.
Now we're back to the Unity proposal? Okay.
And the rest of the
programming recommendations, the station management shall provide a written report to the committee with a full explanation.
What number did you read?
One under remedies. Some of the formatting's gotten lost.
If the station management does not concur or comply with the committee's programming recommendations, the station management shall provide a written report to the committee with a full explanation.
Critical thing is the next one.
Okay. In the event that station management does not comply or concur with the committee's recommendations, the committee shall have the right to override station management programming decisions by a super majority of 75% of the vote.
Not possible.
Unless the ED.
popular point.
Right.
Or unless the ED is willing to commit to this, if they give to the GM search process.
Yes, Leslie wants to comment. Again, remember that this is drawn out of a bylaws proposal. In the bylaws, it would be valid. In this context, it probably is not.
Unless the ED agrees to support it.
Yes, but I'm telling you, for those of you out there and wondering why that's in here, if it were in the context of bylaws, then she would be compelled to agree. Yeah.
Okay, so is this, so this is moot. If it were a station board and not an advisory board. Okay, so that's moot. That's out of there.
The written report isn't moot.
The top is not moot. Just a second.
Report.
Check mark. Check mark. Check mark.
Just put an EP. Okay. The committee, number three, the committee shall recommend the hiring and the committee shall recommend the hiring and firing program director. That's also.
You already have a committee.
This
meets the whole parliamentary. Okay, this is where we get tricky. Okay, that this committee be composed of how many members of the local advisory board? What did they recommend?
They didn't. This is my insertion at this point.
We're back to you?
Yeah, we're back to me. There is no process.
Because we want to establish one, so we need to have this.
But what did it have before?
Nothing.
There was no number.
Diana Barahona's proposal is three lab members who are not station staff, elected by the community and open forum with absentee voting allowed. The current lab is unelected, and until it is decided, this choice should be put to the listeners. 6 to 8 listener members, 2 to 3 volunteers. That's what she has. Now, what do these other plans have? How many? Well, let's start out with how many local advisory board members?
I had 12.
12
total. Total on the committee. Three lab.
We have to go one by one. You have three lab as well?
Three times four.
Okay, what is that group?
The fourth group is non-represent. If there's not representation of community groups,
shall have two
at large members.
Non-staff station board members to serve as ex officio non-voting members. Each station membership shall hold a yearly election to select 6 representatives to serve on the program committee.
Just general membership.
Has 6 listeners. Okay, and then shall elect 2 volunteers and 2 paid staff. And the station manager, the program director, and the news director shall be ex officio non-voting members.
Wait, you went to Johnson. Are you getting these down?
I have no idea what he is.
It's so not on there because it was incorrect.
No, but we're filling in Leslie's blank on the unity proposal, which says that this committee will be composed of...
You're putting forward options.
Options. Yeah. And that the choices right now are 2...
Yeah, write down.
2 non-voting lab members, and the other option is 3 voting lab members. And I'm sure we can have 2 voting lab members as well. What were you?
3 lab.
Okay, so
three lab members left voting, right?
Yeah.
Where's the non-voting?
I mean, how could it be a committee of lab and have them not vote? That makes no sense.
Yes.
Like the program director.
I don't know. There are 2 non-voting lab members and 3 voting lab
members? No. I'm saying now. I'm saying 2 non-voting.
You want only 2 non-voting and no voting?
Marla,
you don't want any voting lab members on the program?
They're elected?
We're on the left.
No, this is for the interim program.
Diana,
sure
enough.
I can't believe there's a member of
the board.
Okay, 6 Not very hard. Okay, PAC is saying six listeners. Diana's proposal is 6 to 8 listeners. Any other numbers here that I'm missing?
I have three.
You have three?
From the listening community and three at large, also from the listening community, but to represent community groups and non-represented folks. Okay, so
the analog of the at large people in the search committee.
Right, right. Except that they must be from the listening community, not staff.
You're talking about non-collective organizations, right?
Right, from out there.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
And that's too bad.
Thanks for standing up.
Lydia, Edison raised an interesting point, which is under Robert's rules, most committee members are appointed by the chair on special committees and stuff. Is that the case that we want, or should we elect?
No.
Or should we elect the members of the committee at the park?
We can get to that process.
Yeah, it's a different issue.
That's a different issue.
Yeah. It's coming on the union proposal. There's a process for that.
Could you help under when she has at large there, is that the organization?
Yeah.
Under at large, put organizations.
Organizations in terms of diversity.
Something that a small group should be doing, putting down.
Well, and part of organizations is also assurance of diversity.
Assurance
diversity?
Yeah.
Marty?
I'd rather use the word
inclusive than diversity. Are the at large members being appointed
by the other members?
She said 4 times.
So we have a self-selective
committee. Did you say 3 staff?
I have to explain why if I ever get to them. Let me talk. But I have an interim solution. Hopefully an interim. It's interim, Lydia, not for long term.
Lydia? So I'd like to go back to the process.
Okay, everybody settle down.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering, now it is 9:45. I'm wondering if the factor, the thing that's missing here is the structure, probably, which should have been worked out in advance so that people have kind of a structure to look at, like a grid. Now, I know Carl and others can create grids with the options, and then if we all have that in front of us, then we would not have the side conversations and the nuances. That's killing us. The little tiny details is killing us. I mean, if we're going to continue, it's 9:45. Isn't there the possibility of creating a document which we can look at collectively and make these decisions quickly? I think we're...
Okay, well, we have only been 20 minutes on it, and we're already down the whole first page.
Okay, so you believe that...
What seems lengthy is that whole other discussion.
It's this that's where the controversy lies. And if we get this worked out, then we could deal with how all of these people get priced at.
Okay, then I would suggest that we return to the traditional ways of conducting a meeting, where we kind of go one at a time and be called on, because this meeting has broken down into mini meetings, you know, and so on. So let's return them to the chair calling on us and see if we can't continue.
Okay, well, we're going to go through everything, then we'll have listener comments like we've been conducting the meetings. Okay, great. Okay, and then, so the only people are the people who actually have proposals in that we will call on in between. And you're resubmitting that. Okay. Remember, there's got to be some unity at the end of the thing. I'm breaking rooms. And this is why the thing. Okay. That the, remember,
is it complete? No. Diana's needs to be added. What's the rest of hers?
Okay.
I feel sorry for the listeners.
Three lab members who are not station staff.
in the station, three management, three staff.
So you're talking about this?
Yeah, she said that.
So that's still.
You didn't have last year withdrawing?
I just said that.
Marty, last three. Two to three are KPFK volunteers, so that's like, yeah, okay. Two to three. Interim program director as ex officio. Oh, you have all of that?
Sure enough.
News director, okay.
Your three.
My three is not just paid staff, right.
Okay, and then we have the collective.
No, it's both.
And Diana, so that's what I'm saying, you're putting staff.
Right.
Nobody in this category.
Some people treat unpaid staff and volunteers as distinct tasks.
Yes.
Now, what is the truth? How about on the other ones? Do they vote? Yeah, they didn't say anything.
Marty?
Unity proposal, who's doing unity proposal? Sharon, unity proposal?
Wait.
Exactly the same.
Did they vote? Party MPD and.
No, ex officio.
They're all.
And I don't have news director in there.
Huh?
No news director.
Ex, am I ex officio for GM and PD?
But you mean not voting, not ex officio?
Yeah.
Same thing.
No, it's by virtue of their office is what it means, but Marty, if you could, under staff, make clear that it's paid and unpaid.
Or you should separate it, because there's volunteer means unpaid, right?
Well, Dave's telling me that's not how people refer to volunteers, that the unpaid is like